Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to talk about navigating transitions in the workplace. And transitions are tough, and everybody seems to be going through them now.
Yeah.
Or that you may be done, you may have just come out of it, and you'll relate to it. Our first question concerns a person whose department is undergoing a change in management.
Mm-hmm.
And our second question deals with a person who is changing her work status with an employer.
Yeah, we are hearing a lot of these different kinds of situations lately, either change in management or change in one's role at work. Both of those scenarios require a combination of flexibility and business savvy, wouldn't you say, Kathy?
Yeah, I also think they bring out stress reactions in people, so they're not always the prettiest.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When, you know, there's a lot of change and...
Uncertainty.
Yeah, well, that's what it brings up. Change brings up fear in people.
Yeah.
And fear generates their worst reactions, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, lots of stuff going on. All right, what's our first question, Logan?
I work in the medical materials department of a large hospital, and the head of our department was recently fired. Senior management brought in consultants to run our division. We don't know what they want from us. They won't give us any specific departmental goals. The consultants just tell us to keep our heads down and keep doing our jobs. This is a very stressful situation, and I'm not sure what to do. Any advice?
They're like spies. They're coming in to...
Keep your head down.
Well, it sounds like they're consultants coming in to assess what has to go or what has to stay or what has to happen.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
A little scary.
Very scary. And what's terrible is that they're not giving them any direction or they're not soothing their nerves in any way. Maybe they don't want to. Maybe they want to put the fear in them so that they'll leave. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
Whatever it is, I don't like it.
Well, what's interesting, I think, actually, is that while these consultants are doing whatever assessments they're doing, they probably can't divulge the results, right, until they have them. And they may not know what the outcome's going to be.
They may have just been hired to do an assessment or, you know, and they don't really know. That's not part of what they're hired to do.
Right.
Well, I mean, I think whenever you're in a situation like this, it just sounds like you need to sort of dust off your resume, you know, start finding out.
It up a little bit.
Find out even within the hospital if there's another opportunity for you.
Yeah.
It's time to just see what your options are. I always think when you're scared at work and things seem to be changing, not in a friendly way.
Yes.
It's always good to look and see your market value outside.
That's so true and such a good point. And sometimes it's hard to do that because these kinds of situations, you become kind of like a deer in headlights, right? You feel paralyzed by the situation itself, not sure which way to move one way or another. But what you're saying is doing something about forwarding your career, even if you can't control what's going on in your department, is really important.
Yeah, you know, we say this a lot, but your job, whatever your current job is only a piece of your career. Your career is the span of, you know, covering many jobs or businesses, whatever you do.
Yeah.
And that you shouldn't let any one job control your career anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's, look, this clearly sounds like there's a major change coming.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's what they're saying, that this is not going to be run the way it was.
Change is afoot.
And change is not always bad. It could be something that's even better. But the fact that they're not telling you is a little suspicious.
It's not the best sign.
It's not a good sign at all.
Yeah. It's tough. And I mean, the other thing that I think is true and can be very frustrating is that you might feel that the consultants don't really know what you're doing, right? They don't have a clear understanding, perhaps, of the mechanics of your department or what your job is and the history of what you've been able to do for that department.
Yeah, that may not really be very relevant to them, you know, because their job is
they don't give a gosh darn.
Well, they're dismantling it, is what it sounds like. And maybe they're taking it out of the hospital. Maybe they're going to, you know, take it somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like, which is where a lot of things are going.
Yeah, outsourcing.
So, you know, one of the things, you might be able to find somebody there who's a little friendly.
Uh-huh, one of the consultants.
And maybe ask if there's information you need to know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If they can help you. Maybe there's some leader of these people. I don't know.
Right.
But sometimes you have to read the signs and just take actions for yourself.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, if it were a situation where you could go and say, I have information that perhaps can help you with your assessment, please let me know if there's something I can do to, you know, further your cause or something, that would be one way. But it sounds like these individuals, the consultants, don't really want any input.
You know, this happens a lot when companies are bought.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then they say, you know, we're going to keep you. And then they don't. You know, after a while, they have their own people and they don't need to duplicate jobs.
Right.
So you have to just take care of yourself.
Yeah.
I think.
Keep the focus on yourself.
Right. And where is your career going and what would be the next smart move for you?
Right.
I mean, if you were to, I mean, you can even ask, should I be looking for another job? You can do that.
You can. And sometimes I've heard both consultants and new management be very candid about that, right?
Yeah.
Where they say yes.
And maybe HR knows. They probably don't.
HR knows what's going on.
Maybe. And maybe they'll help you find something else within the system.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about this earlier, Kathy, and so many industries are in flux now.
Right.
Right. And so, and it's difficult, especially we're talking about medical materials in a large hospital. It's probably been a steady job for a long time. Mm-hmm. Hospitals can provide those kinds of jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for this individual, there's a little bit, you have to have a willingness just to read the writing on the wall, right?
Right.
And take some action.
I mean, the entire healthcare industry is completely shifting. I mean, definitely going to be different in the next couple of years, as well as a lot of other industries. If you look at what publishing went through, I mean, a lot of industries are going through this.
Yeah.
And there's probably conferences that you could be attending that are talking about the future.
Ah, where is the future of medical materials?
So that you can get some idea, well, you know, maybe there's something new here and I should be going after a career in that end.
Yes.
You know, so look at what the future is in your field and then go for it.
Yeah. Mm. Right. So
sometimes it's a good thing.
It could be a very good thing.
It's scary, though. We're looking at each other.
It just doesn't feel good at the time.
It shakes up your security.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I mean, I always bring things back to relationships, but I can't help it because I've had a lot of experience in those.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'll say is I know when it's headed, you know, down the road of a breakup, but I don't want to admit it to myself. And
are you talking about a boyfriend thing with yourself?
My many relationships. Yeah, I've known. There's some, and I guess what I'm saying is I bet this person, we know on some level, like I've worked with clients where new management comes in and they will say to me, should I be looking for a job? I think I should be looking for a job. It feels weird to me. You know, you know, but you may not want to take action. You may not want to know what you probably sense.
Right.
Yeah, okay. It probably is somewhat like a relationship where you know yeah, what's coming.
That gut instinct.
That's what I mean, where you suddenly feel unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation, you're not going to feel good, but another part of you may want to deny that it's happening. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I think there's, you know, a part of you that feels this is an institution that owes you. You've given your years
loyal
to them. Mm-hmm. But it's not really the way the workplace works anymore.
Yeah.
They really don't owe you. You have to really look at your career and take care of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And go to where the growth is, as you're saying. If you go to conferences where it shows the future of whatever your area is, that can give you some pointers of where the positive trends, it's not a shrinking market.
Yeah. I mean, healthcare is not going away. It's just the model of how we deliver it and how we get paid is changing.
Yeah.
And you've just got to follow, you know, those breadcrumbs, even though I think it's very confusing.
Yeah.
You still have to figure that out. That's really your job if you work in healthcare, is to figure out where the industry is going.
Mm-hmm.
It is really tough, but, you know, you're not alone. And there have been people in other industries that are on the other side of it, and maybe talk to them. Many industries have gone through this, and I believe it's going to happen to all of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're saying, and I...
My prediction?
Your prediction.
Wall Street and the insurance industries. Buckle, buckle up, boys.
Buckle your seatbelt.
Buckle up. Yeah. It's mostly boys. buckle up, because it's not going to be what it was. Right, so I'm suggesting it's time for you to take control of your career and don't look at this as a bad thing. Look at it as it's an opportunity to move into something maybe more lucrative or maybe more current.
And that you can grow. Maybe you've gotten a little relaxed, you know.
Oh, there's nothing like getting relaxed.
Yeah, you unbutton the top button of your pants after a meal.
It's cozy. You take your shoes off. Really cozy.
Right, you got your cubicle all decorated with pictures of family and friends.
Yeah, you know what time to come in a little late and leave a little early. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a bobblehead that you love to bing every time you sit down.
Yeah.
Right, so we're talking about leaving those comforts and going on to the next phase.
Yeah, it can be very, very difficult. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're going to leave you with that sad note and take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with question number two.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
All right, welcome back, everyone. We're talking about transition in careers.
Change.
Which is happening. Mm-hmm. Logan, what's our next question?
I've been working for a fashion manufacturing company in business development for 2 years, and I've wanted to quit so that I could work on my own business as a photographer. Recently, I handed my resignation, and now they are begging me to come back and work for them freelance for 10 hours a week. I could really use the money, but I fear getting sucked back into my old job. My boss hasn't replaced me, and she's famous for trying to get a lot out of her people. How do I negotiate this?
So she's resigned. First of all, congratulations. That's really exciting that I guess her photography business is big enough that she can leave her full-time job. But this is very real that if your boss hasn't replaced you, she most likely is going to try to get everything out of you in those couple of hours. She's going to expect you to do that job.
Have you do 40 hours in 10?
Yeah. So what I would suggest is that you actually write up an agreement of what it is you can do in those 10 hours and send that to her. Mm-hmm. Put parameters on it.
Mm-hmm. So write out a contract.
Kind of a letter of letter of agreement.
Yeah. Letter of agreement, what you will do.
Right. What I think I can do, what I know I can do in these 10 hours that this is all I can do, which is really 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you can do is a certain amount.
I have to say I'm a little distrustful as the person who's asking the question is about working, going back and working with this particular boss.
You want her to leave?
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't do it. Personally, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. I mean,
it starts off nice in the beginning and you set the parameters and then the next thing you know, you're working 10 hours and then 11 and then 12 and she's saying, you know.
One possibility would be to take, if you know that those skills are your great skills, obviously this employer has recognized those, right? Could you perhaps get other freelance gigs doing business development for another fashion
Another thing you could
company?
Do is whatever fee she agreed upon for those 10 hours, she can up any hours after that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She can say any more than 10 hours will be at this double the rate fee.
Yeah.
She could try that and then bill. So what I do, I understand what you're saying, you wouldn't go for this, but what I like about it is there is a comfort zone in terms of knowing how to do that work.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And if you are starting a business, your attention's going to go to that business.
Right.
So you don't want your freelance gig to be, no, I first have to learn this.
I agree. I'm with you on that, Kathy.
I mean, if it has to be, it has to be. I think, you know, to first try setting really tight boundaries, not being available, just setting these tight boundaries. I work for you every day from 10 to 12. That's it.
Yeah.
And at 12 o'clock, it's turn off.
Yeah, it could be a great practice in setting boundaries and making a little money.
Oh, my God, you two don't believe me. You don't think this could work.
I believe that this individual can do it. It's the boss I don't trust. Right. So, because I do think that, and again, it's sort of like returning to a situation that wasn't working for her to begin with.
Well, you know, this is what's going to happen. If it doesn't work for the boss, mm-hmm. she'll just find someone else.
Right, to right. do this work.
She'll replace you.
Yeah.
And that'll happen probably really quickly.
Yeah.
And then you'll be out of the gig anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe you could, in the meantime, also put the word out that you could be available for part-time business development for another fashion manufacturing
right.
company.
Mm-hmm. Right, you
know,
you could.
Because you will know how to do that work quite easily.
But I think anyone who's starting a business or a project, it's always great to have the security of a couple of hours
Absolutely.
A week that are paid for.
That's mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not uncommon to get this freelance work from the company, the job you just left.
Yes.
Maybe she can go back to other companies she used to work for because that they have there's a trust factor.
Yeah, they know ways. Your work and you know them. And I agree that if you can really define the terms mm-hmm. and you have to come back in the consultant's headset, right? That's what I think also is challenging because I know of individuals who've been asked to return to a job and those individuals then can have a hard time picturing themselves as a consultant. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to being a full-time employee. So you're right. really talking about a change in mind, a change in attitude, and using a document. We love talking about that, mm-hmm. right? Using a business tool.
Well, the thing is, she has a photography business on the side.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. she has some practice in, you know, being a business owner and knowing how to have boundaries with, hopefully, the photography clients. But that's her main focus. I'm assuming it's a woman.
Yeah.
That's the main focus, is to really get that business off the ground.
Yeah.
So you can't let the other things suck you dry.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, yeah, it may not work. Sorry. It may not work out. It's too bad.
But you're saying it's worth a try, and I agree with that. And I also agree that if you see that this is a valuable skill, that you can use that. We've had people do that, right? We've had clients who've taken what they know to be their marketable skills that don't take a lot of effort, as you say, in mm-hmm. their part, and using them as part-time gigs to feed themselves, basically, cover their costs. Because you don't want to lean on a young business to feed you.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's what a lot of people do. And they do it for many, many years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And really never give it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of one woman who's a therapist, but she also works for this other association where she does marketing a couple of hours a week.
Yeah.
And probably will never stop because it's a comfort zone for her. It's work she likes to do. It's a secure paycheck.
Yes. And that's an example of someone who was able to stay with the same employer.
Right.
And keep renegotiating the terms of the relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a really good thing to do. Mm-hmm. You worked for me when you were getting your practice off.
I did, and I was an employment counselor part-time for a period of time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. So I saw senior citizens and helped them get jobs. Mm-hmm. And that was great, actually, because I knew what those hours were. It was a steady paycheck. It wasn't a full-time gig. And then I could work with you and develop my practice at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there is a bridging process.
Yeah, and I did teaching. I always taught at FIT and the New School and Baruch mm-hmm. College. I taught in all those schools in continuing ed while I, you know, got my businesses off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
So find those avenues of revenue, right?
Right.
Where you're doing something that you're skilled at doing. And at the same time,
that don't drain you. That don't take all your hours.
That don't take all your hours, so you can develop your business.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it for this show. Except, you know, transitions are—they test our nerves.
They sure do.
But I think we have to, in this new economy. I've been saying that for about 8 years now. whatever this new economy is, transition is a constant.
Right. That's notion of sort of going with the flow and being willing to keep looking at where things are headed and where you want to go. And also being willing to have a flexible work life, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, in this one case, we're talking about someone in a steady job who needs to look for perhaps a new position altogether. The other one about taking an old job and reformulating it to work for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there could be many other scenarios like this. Like your industry is really changing. I'm thinking we have some other clients that are moving into companies that are more current.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
In the way they do the business, and they're more startup-y.
Yeah.
So they're not run as efficient as the old stale company, but that their way of doing business will be obsolete in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many of you are in that transition.
Right. Mm-hmm. And also hired as full-time temps or full-time contract people for a period of time until eventually sometimes you get transitioned into full-time mm-hmm. permanent, right?
Yeah, we'd love to hear these stories or your questions.
Yeah, so please tweet us your stories about transition in the workplace, whether it involves a change in management or a change in your position, to Ask K2. And join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.